Nationwide's P10 Fixed Index Annuity has arrived. P10 is designed to help provide a guaranteed lifetime income stream and offers protection against market losses. With Nationwide P10, you'll benefit from the flexibility to choose 1 or 2 year terms, protection for a spouse through a joint option, and an immediate 10% penalty-free withdrawal. One of the attractive benefits of P10 is its optional Bonus Income Plus rider, which includes a 20% bonus based on your principal applied to your income benefit base. Plus, this rider provides an 8% simple interest roll-up for the first 10 years or until the first withdrawal. Call us now at 904-940-9555. That's 904-940-9555 to connect with a qualified advisor and discover how P10 can help you plan now to retire with confidence later. Guarantees and protections referenced within are subject to the claims paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide P10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its entities are associated or affiliated with your family bank.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Your Family Bank Show with your host, Larry McLean. Larry and the Your Family Bank team seek to educate Americans just like you by providing real strategies for protecting and growing their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of economic news and financial information affecting your bottom line. Larry wants you to reach the financial freedom you've worked so hard for. So now, let's start the show. Here's Larry McLean.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Larry McLean, Your Family Bank. Today, we appreciate you being either listening to us or watching us. We appreciate that. If you're on the YouTube channel or the podcast channel, if you'd hit like us, we appreciate that. I got Matt out of Atlanta, which is always my favorite producer. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Larry. I hope you're having a nice week so far.
Yeah, we are a little warm down here in St. Augustine, Florida. I promise you that. We did have a rain a little while ago, kind of cooled things off a little bit. We're all in the bubble, they say. We got this big high pressure place. We got all in the bubble.
Yeah, that's. I think we're in that same bubble here because it's been hot in Atlanta. And you know, it's one of those times of the year where, and you know, being from the South, pretty much anywhere you go with the humidity, it's like you walk outside this time of the year and it's just like a brick wall hits you, you know?
Oh, it's terrible. No, I get it. I get it. We have it. At least I'm close to the coast. We get the breeze here, which helps out tremendously. I was telling somebody the other day, I could drive from 95 to A1A, which is where I live. And you can see the temperatures drop 7 to 8 degrees.
Wow.
Difference just because of the sea breeze. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
It does. So, but when that sea breeze is not blowing, which happens sometimes, it's hot, but it is definitely hot for sure. I promise you that.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
The elevator to success is out of order. You got to use the stairs one step at a time. Joe Girard said that. He is the number one in the world's Guinness Book of Records, the number one car salesman. He sold 13,000 cars for Chevrolet dealership from 63 to 1978. So as a seller of most cars in a year, he was a guy, and I remember actually reading his book in regards to that great, great salesperson for sure.
It's time for this week's Problem Solver.
June is Annuity Awareness Month. Make sure that you're investing in the right annuity. Problem is that many people own variable annuities that they do not understand. The principal is at risk due to the stock market. They're paying anywhere from 3 to 6% in fees, and they are also paying income rider fees just to have the money paid back to them. Solution is consider a different type of annuity. to better protect and grow your hard-earned money and your wealth. We believe your money should be working as hard as you do and as hard as you work. Fixed index annuities can both protect and grow your wealth. Goldilocks and the Three Bears comparison. A variable annuity is too hot. It's in the market at risk and fees. A fixed annuity is too cold, like a bank CD not beating inflation, low interest. But a fixed index annuity is just right. Explained in regards to the benefits of that is, number one, your principal is never at risk. Number one. Number two, if the market goes up, you make the gains in that. You cannot lose those gains once those are locked in, and they're locked in every single year on the anniversary date of that account. So let's say I have $100,000 in my annuity, and let's say the market goes up 12%, and let's say I participate in that at 7%. So now I have $107,000. And that's my first year. That's what I made my account. The second year, the market drops 10%, 20%. I still have $107,000 in my account, and the market goes all the way down to 50%. At the end of that year, I would still have my $107,000. I never lose the market gain that I gained the year prior, which is fantastic. A lot of times we talk about zero is your hero, that you cannot lose money. And that makes a huge difference in regards to how you do that. Number two, they also have income riders on those accounts today that can lock in for you and your spouse, you and your wife, lock in your income for both of you for the rest of your life in regards to that. So, great way to number one, protect your money. Great way to fill in any gaps that you have, what we call retirement income gaps, that you're going to have in retirement. According to NHP Foundation study, 62% of baby boomers believe Social Security will provide at least half their income during retirement. Your Social Security benefits are not going to be enough to maintain your standard of living. The average monthly benefit of Social Security is $1,542 a month. That's $18,000 a year. The maximum income benefit that you can get at 62 would be $2,300 or $28,000 a year. And the maximum monthly benefit if you're at age 70 is $4,194, which is $50,000 a year annually. 76% of retirees say the income stability is a top concern for their retirement. Well, if you think about this, what is the retirement income gap? You know, Larry, what is that? Well, more is your core expenses. Number one, that's your food, your clothing, your shelter, your taxes, health care, and any other needs that you may have. Plus discretionary expenses, eating out, entertainment, any wants that you have, shopping, whatever, you know, things of that nature. Guaranteed income sources, pension, Social Security equals retirement income gap, especially because most people don't have pensions today. And so how do we fill that gap? What do we do regards that? Well, maybe you want to create a personal pension. So make sure that you're saving during your high earning years. You know, in most cases, people 5 years in, you know, before retirement are probably earning the highest that they have. Put more money back as you possibly can. Consider delaying Social Security. The longer you delay it, it goes up about 8% per year, which is considerably increase in your monthly amount coming out. Consider investing in annuities and establish an income stream that you can never outlive. That's that personal pension that I was speaking about in regards to that. So if you think about this for a second, did you know that you can reduce the risk in your portfolio and establish a personal pension that creates a lifetime income stream with one simple strategy? Be sure to listen to our show this month to learn more about how annuities can power your retirement in our future cast here. We talk about Social Security updates for seniors and pre-retirees. We want to help you stay informed about the future and potential income changes regarding our coming changes regarding Social Security with their key updates from recent discussions and proposals. So if we look at the fund depletion dates of Social Security, the combined trust funds of Social Security are projected to be depleted by 2035, allowing only about 83% of benefits to be paid at that time. What does that mean? 2035, if something's not done, they're going to reduce our benefits by 17%. And that's not counting with inflation either. So specifically, the trust fund for retirement benefits is expected to run out sooner by 2033, which could result in paying only 79% of benefits. So what do we do about it? Well, Congress action and proposals. A bipartisan commission proposal, a bill has been proposed to create a bipartisan commission aimed at addressing long-term physical issues of the federal government, including Social Security. This commission would provide policy recommendations and could get expedited consideration from the Congress. Critics argue that this approach might lead to a benefit cuts and lack of transparency due to closed-door nature of the negotiations. Social Security Act 2100 Act, proposed by Representative John Larson. This act aims to improve the program's solvency and expand benefits through tax increases on the wealthy. The public opinion 2023 AARP poll found that 89% of Americans believe Congress should act immediately to ensure full benefits for current and future beneficiaries, and 90% support bipartisan efforts to find a solution for that. Are you concerned about Social Security? We understand that many of you are worried about that and future cuts in Social Security affecting your retirement. We want to provide you a Social Security maximization plan that's customized with you and your spouse's benefit information. So give us a call at 904-940-9555. Or reach out to yourfamilybank.org, put your information in, and one of our great ladies will give you a call and set up a Zoom call or a conference call or a call if you're local here to come into our office. So we talk about mid-year money moves, smart steps to strengthen your finances mid-year, right? Well, a holistic financial review, many people like to set New Year's resolutions, including goals for their personal finances, retirement savings. It's important to track your process, you know, in progress towards your goal as, you know, as we approach the halfway mark in 2024. Here are some of the smart steps to strengthen your finances and make sure that you're on track. Number one, review cash flow. Examine the money that's coming in and going out of your accounts. Ensure that your income exceeds your expenses to avoid dipping in savings and accruing debt. If possible, you will want to eliminate debt, including your home mortgage, prior to retirement. And if you still have a mortgage in retirement, that expense can consume, you know, one of the Social Security payments coming into the household if you're married, or sometimes your entire Social Security income if you're single. It says, you know, we talk about focus on high interest rates. You know, interest rates are near 20-year highs. Prioritizing payments down high interest debts, especially credit card balances. Consider taking advantage of a high interest rate environment to exploit benefits of fixed index annuities, which can offer lucrative rates right now. Boost energy emergency and retirement savings. Aim for 3 to 6 months living expenses in emergency fund. Maximize the contributions to retirement accounts like 401ks, IRAs. Tackle taxes early. So let's talk about a couple of these things a little bit. Tackle tax early. Use the IRS tax withholding calculator to ensure the correct tax amount is being withheld from your paycheck to avoid surprises, and also make adequate quarterly estimate payments if you're self-employed and do not have taxes withheld. Consider implementing a Roth conversion and a savings into a Roth IRA or delete future taxes for your retirement. So let me bring up something real quick, man. I'm going to see if I can do this real quick. So I'm going to show you, Matt, this is one of my clients. They have $693,000 in their qualified account. Now, if they leave that money in that account and only take out their RMDs, required minimum distributions, which is the taxable amount the government says you have to take out. Now, I'm just saying what the minimal tax liability is going to be here. On $693,000, their tax liability is going to be $198,000 plus $80,000 if they reinvest their RMDs. And most people today don't take their RMDs. And then there's going to be $180,000 of taxes paid upon their death that goes to their heirs. So if you look at that for a second, if they leave the 693 in the account and leave it the way it is and only spend the minimum, which is the RMD, the only minimum, they're going to pay $459,000 in taxes. That's a lot of taxes, okay? 459. And by the way, that I base that on a 20% tax rate, which is very, very low. Very, very low. At the end of the day, if we come over here and we say, okay, what if we did a conversion, and let's say we do a Roth conversion into a tax-free world, we would go, our tax liability would be $138,000. Well, my question, Matt, to you would be, would you rather pay $459,000 or would you rather pay $138,000?
That $138,000 sounds like a much better deal to me.
Well, that's a $300,000 tax savings.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge difference. I mean, you know, you could be talking about a potential lifestyle change in retirement when you're talking about that big of an amount of money.
Well, if you look at this, and one of the things that what your family bank and what we do, you know, we always talk about having a plan. You know, if you don't have a plan, you just got to wish, right? I mean, you got to have a plan. And a lot of times when I sit down with a client, I'll say, you know, what's your plan for getting out of debt? Do you have one? And most people do not. Number two, I said, what's your plan for retirement? And a lot of people today, they don't do anything yet. Or the answer is, well, I'm putting money in my 401k or IRA. I say, okay, so what is your plan for reducing your taxes? There we get a blank stare because most people, well, I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket when I retire. Well, that's the biggest lie ever been told because we're not. And my point is here, I mean, we talk about reducing taxes. We're talking about, you know, a person's got $693,000 in their account today, and I looked at this is what they have at 65. This is a minimum tax they're going to pay if they take the RMD out. You know, and if they take more money out, this tax liability is going to be even higher. What I'm talking about, but I'm only looking, Matt, at a 20% tax liability here, which in most cases is going to be higher than that. But I wanted to show just a minimum of $459,000 of tax. What if we can show our clients or show you, the client, how you could pay $138,000 and spread that over 5 years versus paying $459,000, your kids paying $180,000 going there, and then you paying over $200,000 yourself in taxes. That's going to make a huge difference in retirement. That you can have, you know, number one, we've reduced our taxes. We've improved our cash flow. We've got a great plan now for retirement. And by the way, I asked people this, you know, what's your plan for taking care of your family if you die prematurely? Well, your family bank can number one, answer every one of those questions, a plan for getting out of debt, a plan for your retirement, a plan to reduce your taxes, a plan to increase your cash flow, and a plan, God forbid, if something happens, you die prematurely, still going to take care of your family. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you this right now. If you're listening to my voice right now, or you're watching me on a channel, pick up the phone and call our office, 904-940-9555. Give my staff your email address, just whatever your email address is. If you do that, I'll send you a link. You can put the information in yourself. And what it's going to ask you is four questions. Number one, what's your name? How much money do you have in your retirement account? What do you think your growth rate will be? And what do you think your tax liability will be? That's going to ask you those four questions. You answer those four questions, you put the button send, it comes back to me. Automatically, that report's going to run and it's going to go right back to you. And you're going to see exactly the report that you're looking at right now in front of you at this point that will show you exactly what your tax liability will be. But assume, though, that we can take a Roth conversion and convert that money into a Roth and make it a tax-free income for you going forward. So my question to you, would you rather pay $138,000 or would you rather pay $459,000? And that's no smoke and mirrors. That's a 20% tax rate. Ladies and gentlemen, this could be a lot higher based upon your tax rate. And people say, well, you know, I think I based this upon a 6% return for this particular client is what he said. But I had a client yesterday send me in the information. He said, I could get 12% on my account and my tax is going to be 24%. Well, now we're talking about his tax liability is huge going forward and his tax savings is going to be so much more. So my point to you, ladies and gentlemen, today is that, listen, if you have, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, whatever that number is in your qualified account. And I don't care what age you are. I you could be 40 years old today. If you tell me what your contributions are, I can project to you exactly what you're going to have in a tax liability. And don't you want to know that? Wouldn't you want to know what you're going to be paying taxes and be able to plan for retirement in regards to that? Because it's one of the things that you have to plan for. And that's the biggest thing today for retirees or faces is taxes. And so let us help you with that in regards to that. So just to let you know. All right, so let me see if I can go back to where I was. And I think I can by doing that right there. Got it. Okay. Man, I'm getting better. Man, I did that all by myself right there.
Getting better at pushing those buttons and clicking those things over there.
I am getting so good. I cannot believe it, man. I'm telling you what. All right. So we talked about tackling taxes early. I just showed you a great way of doing that. Talked about a Roth conversion. I just showed you what it would mean to this person by doing that. So at the end of the day, we ought to certainly do that. All right. So protect your assets. Review and adjust your insurance policies to match your current needs. Ensure adequate coverage for health, life, and disability, home, and auto insurance. Seek professional advice. Only 8% of Americans seek professional financial advice. Don't be part of the 92%. Consider consulting with a financial advisor. Help tailor your financial plan, specific needs, and goals. We can provide you with a complimentary consultation and retirement plan. Simply call 904-940-9555. Visit our website at yourfamilybank.org to book your consultation. We look forward to helping you. No cost whatsoever. Take charge of your retirement and financial future today. As a loyal listener, we are offering you an opportunity to schedule a complimentary retirement financial consultation with one of our experts on our team. At no cost whatsoever for you.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
What causes inflation? Inflation is primarily caused by the imbalance of supply and demand. Disruptions in supply due to geopolitical events like Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, right? And of course, Israel and the Gaza and all that's going on. Expectations of future inflation. It erodes purchasing power. Inflation reduced the value of money, meaning consumers can buy less with the same amount of money over time. And that's certainly, we're in that today. Inflation feeds upon itself. High inflation can lead to wage price spirals, where expectations of future inflation leads to higher wages and prices and future fueling inflation. So think about this. You know, our dollar's not making more. They got to raise prices. Now we're trying to pay people more to be able to do that. So it just feeds on itself. Raises interest rates. To combat inflation, central banks may raise interest rates, making borrowing more expensive and slowing the economic growth. Can cause a recession. If not managed properly, high inflation can lead to economic downturns as central banks aggressively raise rates to curb inflation. We always talk about different people, and we're going to talk about this week, Retiree of the Week. This is a new thing we started, Retiree of the Week. Ed Dwight was the world's oldest astronaut. He's age 90. His historic space flight early this year, Ed Dwight, at 90 years old, became the oldest person to go into space, surpassing the previous record held by William Shatner. Background, Dwight was American's first black astronaut candidate, initially championed by President John F. Kennedy in the 1960s, but was not selected for the NASA 1963 astronaut class. Flight details, the space flight was conducted by Jeff Bezos, he's our guy for Amazon, Blue Origin Company. Dwight and five other passengers experienced a few minutes of weightlessness during a roughly 10-minute flight that launched from West Texas. Significance of the flight. The flight made a significant personal milestone for Dwight, who described the experience as life-changing and expressed profound joy and fulfillment in post-flight. Dwight's career and contributions. After his military service, Dwight became a successful sculptor, creating several notable public sculptures and memorials across the United States. And there's a picture of him right there. He doesn't look 90 years old at all, for sure. Pretty good shape. I'll get that. All right. So let's talk about people that a little bit younger than that, in their 40s and 50s, are getting nervous about retirement. Generation X, comprised of people that was born in mid-60s and early 80s, is less financially confident than boomers and millennials, according to a new study by the Shirley Alliance. Only 62% of Gen Xers are confident that they will be able to financially support their life plans, compared to 82% of baby boomers and who are older, and 77% of millennials who came after their cohorts. Among the Gen Xers surveyed, 58% also said they have no written financial plan. A plan is just a wish. You've got to have it written down. You got to have it out there. The latest annual retirement study conducted by insurance giant Allianz Life showed Generation X, most people are in their 40s and 50s now, is more financially insecure than their baby boomers and millennials. So are you a Gen X pre-retiree looking to get started? Here's what you can do. Number one, set a clear retirement goal. Define what you want in your retirement, what you want it to look like. Consider factors like lifestyle, desired retirement age, and major expenses, travel, health care. Consult with a financial advisor. Engage with a financial professional who can provide personalized advice based upon your financial situation and goal that can help you develop a comprehensive retirement plan and address your needs. Maximize your retirement savings. Take full advantage of retirement accounts, 401k, IRAs, or other pension plans. Consider increasing your contribution, especially if you're behind in your retirement savings. Diversify your investment. Maybe work with a financial advisor to diversify your investment portfolio, reduce it your risk, and improve potential returns. Hey, This might include a mix of stocks and other investment vehicles such as FIAs, MGAs, whatever MIGRA's account, or maybe go to a tax-free world in regards to that. Let's talk about Roth. So our listeners can start working with us today. Now, here's what we will do if you come and sit down with us or by Zoom. We'll discuss your financial goals and vision for retirement. We'll take a look at your current plan and your portfolio and assets. We're going to walk you through our recommended plan, answer any and as many questions as you have about your retirement. Signs you may need a 401k x-ray or your portfolio analysis. Number one, you're constantly saving for retirement but aren't happy with the rate of return that you're receiving. You feel like your money isn't working as hard as you do, and you will be like to learn how to delete future fees and taxes from your retirement. And you aren't receiving, if any, help from your work-based retirement plan or service HR department. If we look at the national debt today, it's $34.8 trillion. I just got a note says that this thing is probably going to hit $50 trillion here before it's over in 2035, I think they said. Social Security and Medicare programs is dependent on this situation, and what we're looking at is a problem because of the high national debt. Retirees on the move, where American seniors are going and leaving for retirement. Well, Florida's leading the pack. Florida has seen a net influx of over 77,000 retirees, makes it the most popular states for retirees. The state's appeal includes no income tax, a warm climate, a high percentage of population being 60 and older, and stands out, which stands out at 28.4%. Arizona follows Florida. I think they're a little bit hotter than us because I am Florida. They've got net moving to 23,000 versus 77,000. South Carolina is coming in at a third. They've got 20,000. Of retirees moving there. And Texas rounds out the bottom of the list with 18,000. Where are they leaving from? They are leaving from California. 69,000 are left California. Big exodus there. Taxes, the high cost of living in taxes is the primary leaving California. New York is followed by California. 51,000, again, high cost taxes, major situation. Illinois, that state is experiencing a net loss of 22,000 driven by similar factors, high cost and taxes. I think Illinois, too, has got to be some about the weather a little bit, too. A little cold up there for sure. All right. So if we look at the national gas price update, we got 3.4% per $3.44 a gallon. Is the average out there today? If you look at the highest, I think is you could look at the western part of the states, pretty much, and it's $4. The high 4.8 average to 3.6. Florida, we're 3.2 to 3.1. Atlanta, you're the same. You're the same as we are, Matt, in Atlanta. And the only one closest to us, I guess, Mississippi, Louisiana, and South Carolina is lower than we are in regards to that. So we do have one benefit is that we're second lowest in gas prices. All right. So creating your own personal pension begins with a bond x-ray analysis. Why you consider replacing bonds you currently hold. Fees, the annuities we recommend do not have any fees, but bonds do. Poor performance, 2022 bonds experienced the worst year in more than four decades. Bonds are supposed to be a safe leg of your stool. They're more like a melting ice cube.
It's This Week in History.
Sports history. On this date, 1922, the American Professional Football Association adopted the name the National Football League. NFL would later go on to become the United States' most successful sport. Average of 20 million television digital and streaming viewers every week. 20 million. Wow. June 25th, historical death on this day, 2009, legendary singer, songwriter, dancer, philanthropist Michael Jackson passed away at the age of 50. Jackson is one of the best-selling artists of all time, having sold 400 million records worldwide in regards to that. So, Matt, that's our show for the day, buddy. Listen, I appreciate you being on today. I know you've been a little quiet over there on your side because I've been doing all the talking going forward here. But, man, we had some great things. Let me finish up by saying, number one, what's your plan for getting out of debt? What's your plan for retirement? What's your plan for reducing your taxes? And what's your plan for improving your cash flow? You say, Larry, I don't have a plan. Hey, give us a call at 904-940-9555. If you want to reduce your taxes, we can do it. Call our office. Give us your email address. Let us do that. Go on our website, yourfamilybank.org. Put your information in there. We'll contact you. I promise you, let me help you. If you know, I can help you if you let me. I promise you, I can help you if you let me. Matt, what do you think, buddy? Anything else we can handle today, buddy?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much covered it there, Larry. A lot of great territory and, a lot of great, talk about reducing your tax burden. I think it's so, so important for people to have that discussion and realize that that is actually something that they can do for their retirement years.
Absolutely, man. Well, Matt, thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate it. Everyone today, thanks a lot. God bless you. God bless America. Hope you give us a call. Let us help if you can. Have a great day. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Your Family Bank Show with your host, Larry McClain. You deserve to work with an experienced financial professional who has a track record of helping clients exceed their financial goals by helping them eliminate debt and implementing safe and proven strategies. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Larry, visit yourfamilybank.org. Information provided is not intended as tax or legal advice and should not be relied on as such. You are encouraged to seek tax or legal advice from an independent professional.
Nationwide's P10 Fixed Indexed Annuity is designed to help protect and grow your savings to generate income you can never outlive. P10 also has an optional rider that offers an immediate 20% bonus based on your principal applied to your income benefit base. Call us now at 904-940-9555. That's 904-940-9555 to connect with a qualified advisor. Guarantees and protections referenced within are subject to the claims paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide P10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its entities are associated or affiliated with Your Family Bank.
Are you looking for safer investments for both short and long term? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Annuities come in many different shapes and sizes. They also come with different term lengths, which you can use to get a guaranteed rate of return for a specific time period. The most basic type of annuity is the fixed annuity.
A fixed annuity offers a specific guaranteed interest rate on their contributions to the account. Fixed annuities are often used in retirement planning.
Ford Stokes is author of the book Annuity 360.
The rates on fixed annuities come from the yield that the life insurance company generates from its investment portfolio. Typically, the portfolio is invested in high-quality corporate and government bonds. The insurance company is responsible for paying the rate that was promised in the contract.
Ford says a fixed annuity offers safety, but many retirees and pre-retirees see the returns as too cold. For them, he recommends fixed indexed annuities, which offer the same protection of principal but also offer market-like gains since they are linked to the performance of an index. Another type of annuity is known as the MYGA, multi-year guaranteed annuity. It's similar to a fixed annuity, but is usually a shorter-term product.
You get between 2 and 4% growth on your principal depending on the duration of your policy. This is less growth than a fixed index annuity, but it is guaranteed. The annuity company is required to pay you the rate they promised for the duration of your policy.
Ford says many clients invest in MYGAs rather than bank CDs because the annuity product offers safety and generally a higher rate of return. So, do you have money under the mattress that could actually be earning something for you? It's a key question to consider as you plan for your golden years. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.